Hi there, it's News Talk's Andrea Gilligan here.
We talk a lot about health, but your gut is where it all begins. A balanced gut can improve everything from your digestion and energy to your immune system and even your mood. That's why Simproof, Ireland's number one for gut health, is such a game changer. And right now, for Black Friday, you can get 25% off their live and active bacteria supplement. Each daily shot is packed with billions of friendly bacteria that actually reach your gut alive and start working to restore balance where it matters most. No capsules, no powders, just a refreshing, water-based drink in four great flavours. Take it first thing each morning, 10 minutes before food or drink, and start feeling the difference. A healthy gut supports your whole body, so don't miss 25% off Simproof's 12 and 4-week programmes now at simproof.ie. Now, enjoy the podcast.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Well, doctors have described as alarming the number of children presenting with brain injuries due to e-scooter accidents. Consultant paediatrician Dr. Erwin Gill spoke to News Talk Breakfast this morning about the types of injuries he and his colleagues are witnessing.
Of the group who were admitted, 80% of the children who were admitted had, during their inpatient stay, some difficulty with issues in that domain. Those issues can develop over time. Sometimes it takes months or years for them to become apparent what the full impact would be. Given that all of these are serious injuries, all of those children who were admitted are at risk of having long-term difficulties that might play out in the classroom, for example.
Well, there are ongoing calls for better implementation of regulations around the use of e-scooters, and one of those looking for more restrictions is Dublin City Councillor for the South Inner City, Danny Byrne. Councillor, you're very welcome to the programme. So there are regulations there. You've got to be over 16. You're only permitted on public roads, not on footpaths or motorways. They must have a maximum speed of 20 kilometres per hour, maximum weight of 25 kilograms. They have to have lights, brakes and bells. There's lots of regulations. Are they being implemented?
Hi, good evening, Ciara, and good evening to your listeners. Unfortunately, for a large part, they're not being implemented. A recent investigation by the Irish Independent uncovered that whilst the e-scooters are being sold with a 20-kilometre limit, they're also being advised about an app which can increase them significantly. So that's quite alarming, and I would actually make the call that any shop that does that should be closed down for a period, like shops that sell tobacco products to children. They're closed for a week or two or whatever. The same thing happens. We're much too soft in this country on things like this, and we need to be much more stricter. Like I seen just coming through the Phoenix Park there earlier. Now, whilst there was a young lad, he had a helmet on him. He was totally dressed in black and no lights and no nothing. You routinely see young people throughout the city, and there's two on them, and they're riding on footpaths, and it's just not acceptable. Like, the law should equally apply to two wheels as four wheels.
So this, therefore, is an issue for An Garda Síochána, because they are tasked with patrolling this area. You say we need to be harsher on those who are selling scooters and openly encouraging people to break the speed limits. That was part of that investigation by the Irish Independent. What about the scooter users themselves?
Yeah, absolutely, Ciara. And I would take the opportunity to appeal to parents. These are not toys. I read with alarm a story from the coroner court, not a story, but a report from the coroner report last week, where a poor mother spoke about losing her 18-year-old son on, I think it was an e-bike as opposed to an e-scooter, but his first time using it, he didn't have a helmet and he was killed outright on his first time using it. So it really, really needs to hit home that these e-bikes and e-scooters are not toys. Now, I'm not anti e-scooter. I'm anti recklessness, and there is a place for these vehicles, you know, but not just on footpaths and not being used recklessly.
Now, the guards have said, look, that this year alone there's been a 218% increase on the number of e-scooters that have been seized, so they are aware of some of these issues and they are acting on it. Could they do more?
Well, in fairness to the Gardaí, like, they have a lot on their plate. Like, the technology has gone way ahead. Like, we've got 20th century roads and we have 21st century technology now using them. I know that the Gardaí are using dynamos that they have imported from Holland or somewhere that they can test the how fast these can go, and they've picked up a fair few of them recently. But like I heard with alarm from constituents of mine in Portobello, where a 90-year-old man was knocked down in a hit and run from an e-bike. And that's not the first one of that I've heard of. And that's quite horrific. And for me, the run is worse than the hit. An accident can happen. But to knock down a 90-year-old person or anybody and just to run away is unforgivable.
Yeah, and I believe this is an issue right around the country. I know there was this day of action where the guards were trying to, I suppose, engage those who are on e-scooters, ensure that the regulations were adhered to. I saw it even happened up in Donegal, and there was five in North Donegal alone that were confiscated by the police. Would you like to see more of that? Yeah, notwithstanding the pressures that you talk of.
Absolutely. There needs to be much more enforcement and more education. Perhaps people using these e-scooters and e-bikes need to have some lessons before. But a free-for-all obviously doesn't work. Like, there's a further element to these e-scooters and e-bikes as well, that some of the young lads, they're delivering stuff and it's not pints of milk.
You brought this up with the minister recently. What was his response?
Yeah, I did meet with Jim O'Callaghan last week, and Jim would be very Minister O'Callaghan would be very well aware of it. I share the same constituency as him, and I know that he has concerns as well. And he did speak of talking to the commissioner. You know, he doesn't have direct control over the Gardaí, but he'll speak to the commissioner about it. It's also a problem, Ciara, I think, on many of these things, that there's so many agencies involved. There's the council, the Department of Transport, the Department of Justice. There's so many, but they all need to come together and to clamp down and regulate this better. Otherwise, there's going to be more chaos on the streets.
Councillor Danny Byrne, thank you for taking the time to speak to us on The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hi there, it's News Talk's Andrea Gilligan here. We talk a lot about health, but your gut is where it all begins. A balanced gut can improve everything from your digestion and energy to your immune system and even your mood. That's why Simproof, Ireland's number one for gut health, is such a game changer. And right now, for Black Friday, you can get 25% off their live and active bacteria supplement. Each daily shot is packed with billions of friendly bacteria that actually reach your gut alive and start working to restore balance where it matters most. No capsules, no powders, just a refreshing, water-based drink in four great flavours. Take it first thing each morning, 10 minutes before food or drink, and start feeling the difference. A healthy gut supports your whole body, so don't miss 25% off Simproof's 12 and 4-week programmes now at simproof.ie. Now, enjoy the podcast.